Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Welcome back live from ESPN Studios in New York City. Keyshawn, J. Will, Max, presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn in for Max. Dan Graziano staying with us because his eyes got wide and his face got excited off a simple little tease in this previous segment about something that we could see happen this season that I really feel like if you are NBC has the game, right? If you're them, they want this. If you're the NFL, you want this. But a lot of people will first hear it and say, oh, nobody wants it. But trust me, you do. And that is the potential of Brady versus Belichick
come on, LA. Come on.
Bucks, Pats, how real could that be?
Well, I mean, look, the Bucks did it last year. Obviously, we know they're capable of getting back there, and the Patriots are hot right now. Look, I still think the Patriots have a lot of hurdles to clear, right? We talked about the next couple games. They still have both Buffalo games left. Buffalo hasn't played the Jets yet, and the Patriots have already played them twice. So when you're talking about who can win the division, that works in Buffalo's favor, right? So, like, they might not have a good enough seed to get them there, and plus, I don't think a rookie quarterback's ever been to the Super Bowl, right? Is that correct? So
Buffalo just beat the Jets, right?
I mean, tough. Did they just beat him last week? All right, so they have one more left, right? Yeah. So this is I'm talking from last week.
That's good.
No, we want to be accurate. Necessary. Absolutely. No, well, I mean, it's what it is. So yeah, it could happen. Of course, it could happen. Look, we found out last year. You put Brady in the playoffs, anything can happen. We know this about Belichick too. Right, I mean, the last time the Rams Super Bowl, right? Like that was supposed to be a dominant Rams team. He held them to what?
3 points.
3 points. Mm-hmm. So, we know that if you put this guy in the postseason, he can figure out how to win. And so, yeah, it could definitely. If they get in, which it looks like they will, and if the Bucks get in, which it looks like they will, then I mean, yeah, absolutely possible.
Collision course, right?
And by the way, talk about the seeding. The Patriots are 5-0 on the road, so like going on the road in the playoffs probably isn't going to bother them too much either.
Not when you have an experienced coaching staff. Charlie Weiss told us yesterday Mac Jones is ahead of where Tom Brady was in his first year. Now, Brady might have had a better defense, but the Patriots' defense has been fantastic. Jeff Saturday believes Super Bowl is the ceiling. Chris Collinsworth tweeted, I've called 4 Super Bowls. This one will be my 5th. The Patriots have been in every one, just saying. And then there's Damian Woody, who was on with Scott Van Pelt last night. And he also believes, forget the rookie quarterback thing, because Mac Jones is doing what he needs to do.
I think he is a piece of a bigger puzzle that is championship-style football. Mm-hmm. Again, he's developing. He's not turning the football over. He's efficient. On third down, he's money. Okay? Look at it. I mean, like, if you look at his completion percentage, he's like 70% completion percentage, you know, throughout the season as a rookie. That's really good. Really good. Again, the defense is outstanding. Offensive line running game, great. Scott, we're watching championship-style football right now.
Championship-style football.
Absolutely.
Should we be rooting for this, guys?
The matchup?
Yes.
I don't really care about the matchup. To be honest with you, it would be great to see because we would have something to talk about for 2 straight weeks, I'm sure. But
not just us.
Well, I mean, the media. I'm using that as
everybody. You
know. They played in week 4 of the regular season, and Brady was a wreck. Like, yeah. He went up to Fox. Now, it was in Foxborough. That's different, obviously. But there is no question. They could stand there all week, and they would, and tell us, oh, it's not about that. They'd be lying.
Oh, yeah.
There's absolutely no question that
think about what's on the line.
Drama, just, yeah. Of course.
Think about what's on the line, though. If you're Bill, you got to win because now you're even again.
The conversation's over.
And it's evergreen forever. Oh, wait, if you lose, right, it's over.
Can we scale it back before we even get there? Just watching what the Pats have done thus far and seeing the way Bill incredibly has coached his team. I don't know why everybody thinks it's so far off, like Tom Brady has one notch ahead just because he has a Super Bowl. Like, this is incredible what Bill's been able to do.
That's why if Bill go to the Super Bowl and he wins the Super Bowl, Bill going to go over Brady.
Yes.
Because I did it with somebody else. I don't need to. That's what it'll be.
Because it's not just Bill the coach. It's Bill the roster builder. Yeah. This is why he's a Hall of Famer. Is a 20-year run of dominance in a league that is set up to prevent it, right, with the salary cap. So the fact that he retooled this offseason. Remember we were talking about why they spend all this money, right? This is unlike him. Mm-hmm. You know, this was smart. He had the cap space. He knew the market was going to be depressed. Let's get Jude on for less than it would have cost to get him a year ago. Let's get these tight ends and all that. And all of a sudden, they've rebuilt on the fly. And obviously, the way that the rookie quarterback's playing matters a lot, and the way they're coaching him matters a lot. But, yeah, the Belichick's true Hall of Fame credentials are built not just on coaching his teams to Super Bowl wins, but building those teams into repeat Super Bowl champions.
You know, the bad thing about being in this business is when you know people, you know things ahead of time, yeah, right? And yeah, you just can't, you just be like, I wish I could say this. I wish I could, you know, and you just sit back and you go, oh, if people just only knew what I knew because of relationships and things of that nature. Because you can see certain things unfolding, like Dan said, spending a whole lot of money. Well, you could forecast he was going to spend a whole lot of money a year ago. Mm-hmm. When it was, you already knew. It's like, oh, he getting ready to go and he getting ready to do what he needs to do to turn this team around, to get back to the Super Bowl, not necessarily because Tom got there. It's just that I got to get to the Super Bowl because I got to win again.
Well, but it was also, I mean, look, you could tell a year ago he didn't have any cap room and he was going to have cap room.
Absolutely.
And you could tell a year ago that this marketplace was going to be depressed because of the fact that the cap went down,
yep,
right, and all the losses due to COVID. So it was a perfect storm for him. If you do want to rebuild on the fly in one off season, this was the one to do it.
Yeah, and again, just to see the potential of what they could be after Brady wins the Super Bowl, and you think, see, Tom didn't need Bill, and then Bill showing up saying, I made you, and I just made another
one. Oh, absolutely
one.
Made
like,
you.
It's just
yeah, I own you. I made you. I won without you.
But do we want to the question is, do we want to see this? Well, let's go to the Dr. Pepper call-in line, because
1,000%.
Rod in Hartford, and it's shocking that somebody from Hartford would want to see this, but Rod does.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Rod.
What's up, Rod?
Best show ever. But listen, I called that like a couple of weeks ago with my nephew and said, Uncle, you crazy. I said, no. There's called football gods. There's called NFL gods. And it's just going to make it happen. It's going to bring everybody money, the stations, the players, the bookies, the, you know, us. And, it's going to happen. It's just going to happen. Look how it's happening. Little by little, Patriots are winning slowly, surely, and quietly. Yeah. And here it is. We're talking about it.
Not so quiet anymore, Rod. Thank you.
That we really can't get a handle on. Yeah. We don't really can't get a handle on the conference, yeah, right? Because every single week it feels like the Cincinnati Bengals. Oh my God, this is their year. Oh well, not their year. Oh, the Colts are done. Well, yeah, Kansas City. The Raiders. They're marching. Wow, they're really rolling. Well, every single week it changes. Where in the NFC, we pretty much know the four teams.
Yeah, right. And the AFC, there are certain things that are starting to crystallize. I mean, Tennessee wins every week, no matter who they lose. But can they hold up without Derrick Henry?
Right, Derrick Henry.
Kansas City, look, they have their issues, but are you going to want to play them in the playoffs? Like, I mean, knowing that Mahomes can get you at any time, so they're definitely going to be a factor. And I still think Buffalo overall is the best team with the best roster. Does that mean they'll cash it in? No. So I think some things are starting to crystallize in the AFC. But what we've learned over the last few weeks is the Patriots are in that conversation, firmly in that conversation, and absolutely one of the teams that could win it.
And we just, again, looking at storylines, strictly storylines, it would be epic. But you mentioned Cowboys also, Jerry.
Yeah, Cowboys, New England.
Having them there instead of
the
Bucks would also be.
Yeah, that would be a great conversation because of the Jerry. Mr. Kraft situation, yep. The greatest show, greatest stadium, and star on the helmet, and Michael Irvin,
the brand name for sure.
Troy Aikman, they'll roll them all out.
Tom and Bill.
Tom and Bill.
Good Morning America.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, like, everywhere.
Everybody would be writing about it. There's no doubt about that. All right, hey Dan, thanks for staying with us for one more segment.
TB12 sales will be off the charts.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Max coming to you live from Seaport District, yes. Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. We're also presented by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle auto, home, motorcycle insurance. Visit progressive.com. So the Patriots started Week 11 with a win. Who else will win on Sunday? Our picks in four downs.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Time for Four Downs, brought to you by Geico. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and car insurance. Go to geico.com today. All right, here we go.
First down.
Bengals at Raiders, Sunday, 4 o'clock. The line is Bengals laying one, so pretty much pick them. Over under 49.5. FPI tells us the Raiders 49.9%. What do you guys say?
Yeah, I'm taking the Raiders in this situation. I think when you look at them, this is a situation where they obviously need this victory. They haven't had much success here in recent weeks on or off the field. And I think when you look at this team and what they want to do, they want to stay in contention for the AFC West. It's a big must for Derek Carr and the company to get back on track.
Well, and they're weekly pick 'em. Key put all of his money on the Raiders. I'm going to go with the Bengals on this one. Just because I think when the Raiders have shown you that they can't run the ball, when there's no ground game, they become very one-dimensional. I think I've seen that over the last two games. Grant, there's been issues with the Bengals, but I think this is going to be a breakout game for Joe Burrow on the road.
This is a tight one, too. Second closest game all season by pregame FPI projection. So I told you Raiders 49.9% chance. Bengals 49.7%. Previous one was Rams Seahawks week 5. So we move on to the next down.
Second down.
This game's for the kids.
Matt Nagy will tell you that. Ravens at Bears, Sunday, 1 o'clock. Baltimore laying 4.5 as on the road. Over under 45, FPI tells us Ravens 62.2%. The Ravens have won 12 straight games against NFC teams, tied for the fourth longest streak in non-conference games since the 1970 merger. But they are 1-2 over the past three games after a 5-1 start. What do we see here?
I'm taking the Ravens in this one. I think when you talk about a team that got off to a hot start at 5-1 to start the season, they're now 1-2 in their last three games, and they've only scored 61 points after being a high-flying scoring machine in those first six games of the season, only to be 25th in the NFL over the last three games, and that is 61 points. They've got to come to the party. He needs to get help from Andrews, Hollywood Brown, those guys, Rashad Bateman, a young receiver out of Minnesota, to help Lamar Jackson, who accounts, by the way, for about 85% of their total offense. Think about that. One individual accounting for that much on offense.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Ravens, to cover here, because over their last two losses, whenever they lose, Lamar Jackson comes back with a really big game. Raiders lost. They beat Kansas City, 239-yard passing, 107-yard rushing. Following that Bengals loss, the Ravens beat Minnesota, 266-yard passing, 120-yard rushing, 3 total TDs. I think Lamar Jackson is going to set up for another big game.
All right, let's go to the next one.
I believe the children are
that boy good.
Well, Matt Nagy's other kids.
Packers at Vikings, Sunday, 1 o'clock. The line is the Packers laying 1.5 here. The over-under at 49. FPI tells us Packers 54%. The Vikings enter the week with a 41% chance to make the playoffs, according to FPI. If they win, it goes up to 55%, but a loss drops it to 29%. It's a critical game for Minnesota at home, guys. What do we think?
It is a critical game for Minnesota inside that dome. Aaron Rodgers and company going to Minnesota. But Kirk Cousins and that offense has to get going at home. You know, Thielen, Dalvin Cook, along with Jefferson. If they can put some points on the board, this offense that they have is a lot like, in terms of scheme and potential in terms of personnel, a lot like the Dallas Cowboys. A quarterback, some receivers, a running game. And Mike Zimmer is due. This is a big game for Mike Zimmer. If Mike Zimmer misses the playoffs this year, he could be a goner.
I'll go with the Packers here because the Vikings just don't win at home. Amazing. Alan Hahn, you brought this up the other day. And I will say Aaron Jones will still be out of the lineup for the Packers, but A.J. Dillon, just such a good replacement. Capable of both the run game and the passing game. Keeps the offense balanced. That defense for the Packers has gotten better over the last 4 weeks. I'll go with the Packers here.
Stat to watch in this game, Kirk Cousins, NFL best 9 touchdown to interception, 9.0 touchdown to interception ratio. 18 touchdowns, 2 picks. That's it. The Packers are 8-0 when they get a pick this season, but 0-2 when they don't. Watch that stat in this game. All right, moving on.
Fourth down.
The game of the weekend. Cowboys.
Why is this not a Monday
Chiefs,
night game?
Right. Sunday, 4:25. Kansas City right now at Arrowhead. They are laying 2.5. Over under at 56. FPI, 50.4%. I'm guessing for the Chiefs. It's the first matchup between Mahomes and Dak Prescott. Very interesting one here. Are we going to see a lot of offense, Key?
I think you will see a lot of offense, but it's surprisingly, you'll see one of these situations where, hey, if they get down early, and that's the Kansas City Chiefs, this thing can unravel. But I don't think that they will get down early. I think it'll be a back and forward tugging match in Arrowhead Stadium. Arrowhead Stadium could get really, really loud. And if you have never played there before, I'm telling you, it is not a perfect place to play as a road team. The Dallas Cowboys, on the other hand, they've got something to prove. This is one of those prove-it games. Don't let a leak get into your boat and then all of a sudden things start to fall apart for you. But I believe in the end, Kansas City Chiefs, because of the home field advantage that they have over the Dallas Cowboys in this one, they will win the game because they need it more. Dallas could afford to take a loss.
Yeah, see, overall, I think Dallas will win. I think the run game will prove to be too much in the trenches. I think they'll build off the passing game with the success on the ground, control the clock. But I got to tell you, I am rooting for Kansas City. There's nothing better for the National Football League than have Houdini himself, Patrick Mahomes, and the Kansas City Chiefs just rolling while everybody's wondering who is the team in the AFC. Nothing better.
That'd be interesting to see also, again, a little prove-it game for the Chiefs. How about this? Vegas always knows something. This is, again, I told you, they're laying 2.5, right? A 2.5-point Chiefs, right? Favorite at home. With Mahomes at quarterback, Kansas City has never been favored by less than a field goal at home. So,
man,
this.
It's always so jinky with them in the spread, man. I'm trying to tell you. It's weird.
How about a bonus? Let's give you a bonus down.
Bonus down.
Yes. Ohio State hosting Michigan State. So, number 4, Ohio State. Number 7, Michigan State. Saturday at noon on ABC TV. The line is Ohio State laying 19. Over under at 68.5. FPI tells us Ohio State 86%. Fifth time the two schools have met, with both schools ranked in the top 10 of the AP poll. The bad news for Ryan Day's squad, the home team has lost the previous 3 meetings, with the 4th being at a neutral site, which would be the 2013 Big Ten Championship. What are we seeing here?
I think it's going to be a slugfest. Michigan State, last time we saw them against Purdue on the road, they lose that football game. But Kenneth Walker is going on the road to Ohio State up against a tough, dominant defense sitting at 4. Ohio State's only loss on the season is early in the year against Oregon. And so when you look at it, Michigan State knows that there's a – not only Michigan State, Mel Tucker knows that there's a tall task against Ohio State. This is why it's very important to get that extension signed before you roll up into the horseshoe.
It's not a step job. This is a job you want to keep.
Let's get that extension done before Saturday.
Hey, where's that contract? I mean, here's the
– And I'm taking Ohio State in this one.
Yeah, I'll actually take Ohio State to cover – I picked the Buckeyes at the beginning of the season to win the chip. I mean, we'll see how that pans out. But I just think they're stacked offensively with 3 tremendous wide receivers and a solid rushing attack. If they get up early, I think they'll take away the biggest weapons from the Spartans, which is their run game.
All right, 4 downs. Keyshawn, J. Will, Max, brought to you by Capital One. Getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit is another reason banking with Capital One is one of the easiest decisions in the history of decisions. It's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank. Capital One N.A., member FDIC. We have Rob Ninkovich going to join us here in a few minutes, but Let's go back to something that we heard on SportsCenter, and that is Shohei Ohtani winning the MVP, right, in the American League. And, I mean, it's pretty easy to pick him as the MVP. He pitched magnificently, was a power hitter for the Angels as well.
You mean pick him now versus before?
Well, it was picked an easy choice now.
Now.
At the end of the season, 45 home runs and a 9-2 record as a pitcher. You know, he was terrific. So it wasn't hard to say, yeah, that's an easy MVP. But back in March, would you have said that? Well, there was one better that had 30-1 odds, and he put down $30,000 on Ohtani to win it.
Roll those dice.
He gets $900,000 now just for Ohtani winning MVP. I mean, that's
pay up, Caesars.
Yeah, that's a lot of money to lay up. Like,
pay up.
I mean, obviously he got it. So.
Yeah, but people don't typically win on those type of bets. Right?
30-1 in March, and you're like, I'm gonna put $30,000 down on Ohtani. I believe in that much.
He felt good about it.
That's crazy, man.
He felt good about it.
$30,000 on a pitcher that had a hard time staying healthy.
Healthy. That's a hell.
You
that's,
saw
that's
him
a hell
hit 45
gamble,
home runs.
That's a hell of a gamble. I love
mean,
it.
He figured he got a little extra land around. He's gonna use it on something.
Now, who was it? Who was the mattress guy in Houston that put down
Mattress Mac?
Yeah, Mattress Mac.
And he, were they? They were two wins away from a World Series championship that would have gotten
him.
What was it?
Yeah, I forget. It was some stupid bet.
An insane amount of money
some
he could have won.
Bet.
A couple $1 million.
He could have won.
Like $3 million. I think he
could have
won.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, the Astros, could part of it ain't. I don't like the could. That's why I don't. It's too much.
This guy did
midway
win.
Through the season, they were not a team you thought could go to the World Series, let alone win one.
So if the Astros had won the World Series, he would have won $39 million.
$39 million. That's right. It was $39 million.
How much did he put down?
Yeah,
man? You know,
3.35 back in June.
Yeah, but he got it
though,
man.
This is this year. This guy's done this every year with the Astros.
Yeah, but he got it though. Clearly, he got it. It ain't that big of a deal.
No, it's not like he sacrificed. You know.
Yeah, man. Please, man. If he dropping $3 million,
you come back. Wait. You put $3 million on something. You're telling me that if you came that close, well, you're in the World Series with this team, and you're about to get $39 million, and you're not going to feel a certain way that they just missed.
But at the end, you're going to feel a certain way. But clearly, you going into it knowing that $3 million could potentially be burned with no problem at all.
You got that to spend.
He got that. That ain't nothing to him.
That's what
if he's spending $3 million,
there's a certain kind of emotion that you got to have when you're seeing Ohtani hit home run after home run.
You're both right. You're both right.
And
here,
you're sitting there watching the season, going, "I think he could win this thing." And now you're waiting to see if the writers are going to agree with you and give him the votes that he needs to
but
get.
But think about it though, huh? If I got $30,000 to burn, because you basically when you lay that down, you burning it. You like, might as well gone.
Again, but that's like me spending $300.
$3 million to get 39. You're like, oh, if I hit it, cool. If not, I'm still going to fly my G560.
That's not
550.
Yeah,
no problem at all. I'm good.
I mean, Jay, you said something interesting about like that this awards market doesn't get a lot of action.
Yeah.
Like, William Hill like lost $900,000 on this bet. I bet next year they get that back and then some, because how many idiots are going to look at a guy 30-1 odds,
so true, man.
40-1 odds. Oh, I'm going to throw down 30,000 on this random guy like JT Realmuto or somebody to win MVP. Like, you know it's going to happen. Like, the sports book's going to win this back.
They do this every
year.
I mean, people, they rake money on this. It's so rare that you see somebody win this. On like 30-1 odds, man.
Yeah, you got to be able to put down.
You
should have
put
cake,
more
though.
Down, though.
Yeah, you got to put down some real cake to make it matter, though.
Yeah, $900,000,
$600
man.
After taxes.
Man, put some more down. How you know the man? Taxes.
That's true.
Still,
tax loopholes.
I just know like there's a certain emotion that starts to hit you when the reality, you know, when the season ends.
I wonder if the dude didn't need that 30. I'm on the 39 million. I ain't on that.
You on the 3.5?
I'm on the 39 million winnings.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Like, he was going to win 39 million. He didn't even need the 39. He's probably going to do something else with it. Man, it's the same guy that was giving out mattresses
people,
and stuff, too.
So he
flushed.
He's got it. Yeah,
he's got it.
One of the most addictive things there ever has been created in the history of sports. Having parlays on games, being able to look at over and unders, being able to have prop bets throughout the course of games.
I think my point
these
is
these type of things, man, it just keeps you engaged in sports in such a completely different way.
It's a great
way.
Thing.
No, of course.
It's but a beautiful thing.
What I also think, though, is something that's the most interesting is what does that feel like?
Yeah.
Just that emotion of,
well, I can tell you what it feels
it's
like.
It's actually happening.
I can tell you, because I've been on the side that I lose a lot. We always talk about the guys that win. We rarely talk about the millions of people that lose.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, you lose a lot.
How does that feel?
I don't want to feel right. Yeah, I don't want to feel that. I don't want to feel that at all. All right, coming up, the Patriots have a Super Bowl caliber. You want to put money on that? Super Bowl caliber defense. Someone who knows all about that will join us next.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
All right, welcome back. Keyshawn, J. Will, Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn in for Max. Evan Wilner in now to give us a little Take It or Shake It.
Yeah, and Take It or Shake It's brought to you by Grainger. So, big matchup, Chiefs, Cowboys. We've talked all about it. But who will finish with a better record? The Chiefs will finish with a better record than the Cowboys. Take It or Shake It.
Shake it, man.
Shake it.
Cowboys are too far out in front right now. They're too far out in front.
Shake it. Key just hit me in the head with a balled up paper.
I mean,
it was uncalled for.
I mean, if the Chiefs won, they'd only be one game behind the Cowboys.
Oh, I guess so. Yeah, that's true too, huh?
Still shaking.
You also got to look at the schedule that the Chiefs have ahead of them.
I'm still shaking it.
A lot of division opponents.
I'm still shaking it.
Yeah, I'm shaking it too because the Cowboys are just a better team.
The Cardinals, Key's favorite. Will make it to the NFC Championship game. Take it or shake it.
Shake it.
Shake it.
It's shook, man. Ain't a chance.
By the way, where is everybody? Why is it only like two voices saying shake? Where is everybody in the control?
It's Friday.
No,
it's Friday. Everybody's gone.
They don't want to work.
We only do 4-day weeks now?
I'm actually, you know what?
The best part about Take It or Shake It is that everybody's yelling stuff. It's fun.
They on the LA program, man. Friday comes, no one works.
I really want the Cardinals to get there. I really do.
Why?
Just because the love, hate, lack of respect, the smaller guy things that Key, who tries to just overtalk me right now.
I don't think
that same mentality.
I don't think
that toughness is. I want to see it just lessen drastically from him when the Cardinals get there.
I don't think anybody other than Cardinal fans
and John Gambadoro
feel like the Cardinals are going to the NFC Championship.
I don't care what people feel
dude,
like.
Dude, you want Gambo coming on your show, talking to Cardinals.
Italiano accent.
Let's talk about another number one pick. Went to Oklahoma, won a Heisman. That's Baker Mayfield. Greeny Show talked about this the other day. It was Wednesday. That has Baker Mayfield lived up to the hype of being the number one pick? I think it's a great question. I'm going to ask you guys. Baker Mayfield has lived up to being the number one pick. Take it or shake it, Key.
Shake it!
Shake it! Pat Costello also texted, shake it.
Pat.
Good team player,
look,
Pat.
Here's the problem to start with. The old regime in Cleveland drafted Baker Mayfield because he fit. They thought he fit what they wanted to do. So Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry got stuck with Baker Mayfield as the quarterback being selected as the number one overall
That's
pick.
Fair, yeah.
They wouldn't have drafted him as the number one overall pick if they were in the building at that point in time. If they were looking for a quarterback, most likely it would have been Josh Allen, mm-hmm. Sam Darnold, mm-hmm. or even Lamar Jackson. So, you know, it's not his fault. He got pushed up higher, and that's part of it. If he was a lower pick, he would be having a phenomenal career right now, and that's the way people would view things.
Did you just put Sam Darnold in the same breath?
Sam was the second quarterback taken.
Yeah. Sam was the second quarterback taken in the draft.
Okay. Everybody thought
that he was going to be the first quarterback taken, except John Dorsey, the general manager at the time, would not listen to anybody about selecting quarterbacks. His mind was already predetermined who he was going to select, and he closed the door and wouldn't listen to the coaches.
Do you think if Sam Darnold was chosen first by the Browns, his career would have been different than Baker's?
Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was asking.
New coaching staff comes in, and Baker looked good for half of the season last year. If that's Sam Darnold with Kevin Stefanski, would he look good?
When you're the number one pick, you know this from experience. When you're the number one pick, you're supposed to be the best at your position, right?
You're supposed to,
I would know it as well. You just pointed at Keyshawn.
Well, I'm in the NFL.
Well, I was number one overall pick in North America.
Yes. In the U.S., yes. You were the number one China, U.S. American pick. Yes, out of college basketball.
Yes.
No, but I guess the point I'm making is, does Baker live up to the accolades of what a number one pick is supposed to provide, which is you are the best player at your position? I mean, would you, if you redrafted, is he a top five pick, period?
I don't know that he would be.
Take it or shake it's brought to you by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is always there to help. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. One more. Trey Lance should be starting for the 49ers. Take it or shake it, quick.
Shake it.
That was it. Okay, well, coming up, we revisit Jalen Hurts, Daniel Jones. Which team has the better quarterback situation? That and more.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.